Jeremy, careful of those plates.
I am being careful, aren't I, Daddy?
You're being a very good helper. Is there anything else to come out of the dining room?
Only the twins. Jane's a very sloppy eater, isn't she?
Well, I don't suppose you were much better at her, eh?
Does anybody else want that last slice of lemon meringue pie?
Don't tell me you're still hungry.
Well, no, I haven't got room. But I could have it later on, if you like. When we've had a walk, it'll sort of take everything down a bit.
Well, I tell you what, you can take it back to the old bakery and have it for supper. How about that?
Can I really? Fantastic. I don't suppose Mummy will have time to do me a proper supper tonight, if she's got to look after Alexis.
What do you mean? Why should she have to look after Alexis?
Is he ill?
Well, not ill. He just broke his leg. Matt says we're all going to write things on his plaster cast, like signing autographs.
Alexis has a broken leg? How did that happen?
Well, it was when... I mean, he fell down the stairs. That's all.
Well, yes, poor Alexis.
I think he's all right now. Anyway, where are we going this afternoon, Daddy?
Well, I thought the Heath, unless you've got any better suggestions.
Well, I'll tell you where I'd really like to go. To the boatyard. I haven't seen Mr. Tully for ages.
Oh, that's an idea. All right, Liz.
Well, he may not be there on a Sunday afternoon.
He generally is. Can't seem to stay away from the place. I don't blame him.
Like son, like father. Not much fun for the girls, is it?
Oh, they'll be okay. I told Abby about it. She wants to go. She's never been before.
No, but all the same, the idea of trying to keep an eye on all four of you and stop you from falling into the canal.
I'll look after them. Don't worry.
You were the one who fell in the first time.
Oh, please, Liz. We'll be very careful.
I don't believe you meant to leave the water jug on the table, did you?
Oh, thank you, Father.
I thought I'd better remove it in case it got knocked over. The girls have a way of pulling on the tablecloth. You wash, Peter, and I'll wipe.
You, Father?
Wipe out?
Why not? I'm not entirely incapacitated, you know. Jeremy can put away. That's if he still remembers where everything goes after all this time. Well, young man?
Yes, all right. But Liz... We can go to the boatyard, can't we? Please.
Honestly, it's not much of an outing for the twins.
Well, couldn't they sit in the car and wait for us?
No, they couldn't. I suppose I'll have to stay at home.
But I want to show you the boatyard as well. You've got to come.
I suggest you leave the girls here with me. I'd be perfectly happy to look after them.
Oh, thank you, Arthur.
Father, are you quite, do you think...
Are you suggesting I'm not capable of looking after two small children for an hour or so? Anyone would think I was in my dotage.
No, not at all. I simply wondered whether you were feeling quite well. You seem somehow, not off quite yourself today.
Can't think what you mean. I never felt better in my life. Well, come along. I can't wipe if you don't wash. Very nice to see you. I told you last time we met. You're welcome any time.
And it isn't the whole family. We left the twins at home, in case they fell in.
But I see you brought one of your sisters along today. Aren't you going to introduce us?
Oh, yes. This is Abby. Abby, this is Mr. Tully.
I'm pleased to meet you, Abby. Do we shake hands?
Go on.
Oh, she's a bit overwhelmed at the moment, I'm afraid.
Well, it's not surprising, is it? I mean, meeting strangers in a strange place. It's understandable.
No, she's just being silly. I told her all about you.
You want to see the boat, said you, Abby? She'll be fine once she's had a look around.
We all want to look around. Ned hasn't been here before either.
Well, we'll put that right, won't we? I'll give you a guided tour of the yard myself.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Hey, can I show them, Mr. Tully? I know where everything is now.
Steady on, old son. It's up to Mr. Tully.
Why not? If that's what you want, fair division of labor. Now, you show the ladies round while I put the kettle on and make a cup of tea. Now, how does that sound?
Oh, brilliant. Come on, Liz.
Abby, you hold my hand. I don't want you running off and disappearing.
Mr. Tyson, if you could spare a moment.
Oh, yes, Mr. Tully, of course. You go ahead, Jeremy. I'll catch you up presently.
Well, don't be long.
Funny, really, you dropping in like this. The fact is, I was going to ask you a favour.
Ah, the VAT returns. You having trouble with them again?
No, it's not the VAT this time, Mr. Tyson. It's the annual accounts. I've been sitting up half the night sweating over the darn things, but
well,
I can't...
I thought you had a regular accountant who did all that for you.
Oh, I have. That's the whole trouble, you see. The books have to be ready for the accountants to work on by the end of the month. And the thing is, I seem to have got a bit behind somehow.
go on, Claire. Say something.
Well, I don't know what to say. I was waiting for you to say something.
Well, I don't know what to say either.
The whole thing's just... Well, it's unreal. I mean, an offer like that right out of the blue.
Why hadn't Nicola given you any clue beforehand? No hints at all that she was going to offer you the job?
As far as I was concerned, this weekend we were going to Bath to discuss my novel. Nothing more than that.
Yeah, but when you met her in London for lunch that day, she didn't talk about this magazine at all.
Not a word.
Do you think a cup of tea might help?
Well, somehow, my love, I don't think a cup of tea is going to make all that much difference when it comes to deciding my future career.
I was only remembering something about hot, sweet tea in cases of shock.
No, I don't really fancy staggering along the corridor. We'll wait till we get home, shall we?
Yes. Home, sweet home. All these years we've taken it for granted that we'd be living in Wagoner's Walk for the rest of our lives.
Well, I suppose there's no cast iron reason why I should live and work in London forever. And I'm not committed to Hampstead.
How about the Herald? You are committed to that, aren't you?
I don't know. Well, I suppose I'm committed to being an editor. The job I know best, it's something I understand.
But a new monthly magazine. Quieter pace, perhaps?
That does have its attraction. And the money's good.
And we both love Bath. Beautiful. I mean, there's nowhere quite like it.
There's nowhere like London, either. And that's where all our ties are. And friends, family. Don't know anyone in Bath except Nicola.
That wouldn't last long, though, would it?
No. But Joanna's in London, Tony and Kirsten. Could you really see yourself saying goodbye to the champ?
Well, Bath's no distance. There's a motorway and these intercity trains.
Well, we'd have to sell the house, find somewhere to live down there. New school for Sue Auclair. Oh, it's such an enormous decision to make.
Well, Nicola was very reasonable about that. She knows you need time to think it over.
Yes, but we haven't got all that much time, have we? I mean, ideally, she wanted me to start in a month. Two at the outside. And by the terms of my contract, I'd have to give the Herald 3 months' notice. Do you realize what's happening next Thursday?
My birthday?
Yeah, my 50th birthday. Ironic, isn't it? 50. The age when most people start to think about settling down. Freewheeling for the last 15 years before they retire and go off into the sunset. And here I am being asked to start on a completely new life.
Not I. We.
Oh.
It's not something you're going to have to do on your own, Mike. Whether you go or stay, we'll be doing it together.
A lot of work to be done, I know. I'm afraid I've let the account slip behind a bit.
But you've got a secretary.
Oh, a girl that comes in the mornings. But she's not really up to it. Tell you the truth, I'm not up to it either. I've never had to do it till now, you know. My father took charge of all that. Built up this business from scratch. And by the time I got my demob from the Navy, well, he'd got things going.
Did you always want to join him?
Yes, man. Boats are my life. Always have been. Sailing them, building them, repairs. That was my strong suit. Old Dad, well, he knew the ropes. But he had a business head on him as well.
And now he's retired, I suppose.
Retired? Oh, not him. He always said he'd work till he dropped. And that's what he did. Just over a year ago now, November 78, he got a bit of a cold on his chest. He never bothered about it, just went on working. But then he started this cough. I never would have believed it would happen so quick. Since then, I've been trying to run the place on my own, keeping it going like he'd have done. But it's not easy.
No. Well, look, if you'd like me to give you a hand making up these accounts...
Oh, I know it's a lot to ask. You're a busy man. You don't have the time.
I could make the time, I expect. Between you and me, Mr. Tully, I think I'd rather enjoy it.
Enjoy it? Adding up rows of figures? Hey, better you than me.
Yeah, it's a sort of challenge. Prove to myself my brain isn't entirely devoted to buying fish fingers and cooking baked beans. Besides...
Yes?
Well, I'm not going to go on forever working at home looking after the family, you know. That's never been intended as a permanent arrangement.
And then you'll go back to your job at, where was it? One of the big stores.
Yes, Abercrombie's. Well, I don't know. I suppose I'd look around for something in the same line. So that's all very much in the future. Meanwhile, I could always drop in one or two evenings a week just to get these books up to date.
Oh, I'd be very grateful to you if you would. Hello, Jeremy. I didn't see you there.
I came back to find out how much longer you were going to be, Daddy.
Oh, sorry, Jeremy. Mr. Tully and I got talking.
Yes, I know. Well?
Hey, it's a good job you reminded me.
What time is it?
Just gone 3, according to the church clock. You can just hear it when there's no traffic about.
There's London, like a visage.
Hmm. Well, I guess that's what it is. A lot of villages strung together.
We'd miss it terribly, wouldn't we?
I suppose so. On the other hand, well, this is how I've been ever since we got to bed. On the one hand this, on the other hand that. You mind if I put the light on?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I make us a hot drink? And then we can both decide what I'll say to Milton Monk tomorrow when I give him my notice. Okay?
If that's really what you want.
It's ridiculous to say I've got a birthday next Thursday and it's all come too late. Then that's all the more reason for me to do it. How many other people get a surprise present like this? To Mike Nash, on his 50th birthday, a whole new life, with many happy returns.